small town music. This is big town music. He's ahead of his time, you know, but he can't use it. If only he could prove it. Well, tomorrow's just a song away, a song away, a song away.
Hey everybody, welcome to Rock Solid, the comedy podcast for all things music, both new and classic. I'm Pat Francis, and this is your monthly Patreon episode. Not dropping on a Monday, that won't happen again until I get the real rock room up and running. But here we are. Patreon supporters are picking their favorite hype songs. This topic was selected by my wife, who liked to make fun of my hype song, These Two Hands by Bon Jovi. Okay, so before we start, I want to thank David Harvey for always doing the artwork for these episodes. And today I'm recording from a very unique location. I'm recording from the closet in the new house in our bedroom because there's enough room in here and because I'm hoping that the sound isn't as echoey as it's been on the last few Zoom recordings. My interview with Gary Kemp last week, I thought he sounded exceptional, and I thought I just sounded okay. So, in the new house, we don't quite have the podcasting audio worked out yet. Maybe you didn't notice, but I do because I take it very seriously how the show sounds. So, with that, what else is going on? My birthday's coming up this week. That's right, 61. Hello. And my nephew Casey visited this past weekend, and I rented one of those big dumpsters that they park on the side of your house because we had so much stuff that was, well, first of all, we had all the cardboard because once you move, you unpack all those boxes and there's all that cardboard. And it would take me, I don't know, a year to break that down and put it in the recycling bin every week. So we rented one of those dumpsters that they park on the side of your house. And that worked out fantastically. Casey came down and literally we had it filled in about a little under 6 hours. Of course, it rained that day. Thank you. Thank you, Mother Nature. But it was loaded up with all this shit that was left behind. And some of the shit that was left behind, I couldn't put in this dumpster. There were about 20 1-gallon paint cans that were left in the basement of paint that we're not going to use because we painted the house in the interior the colors that we like. And then there were 3 5-gallon drums of paint. And those things are heavy. I don't even mind saying. For me, very heavy. So I had to load that all up in my car a week and a half ago and drive it to the hazardous waste disposal, which is free, but it's just work I didn't want to do. They left a weight set behind that was so old and decrepit, but it was those big metal plates that you find at, you know, at a real gym. So Casey thankfully hauled all those out of the basement. But yeah, just a ton of metal shelves that I didn't want. I don't know how else to say it, but shit. Tons of shit. So then today, Casey left and we get up at 8 because I want to take him out for breakfast. We went to a place called Biscuitville. If you live here, you know it. So on the way there, I call the dumpster guy because they dropped it off on the 12th. Last Wednesday, and they're supposed to pick it up on the 19th, this Wednesday. But since I'm done with it, and we're supposed to get snow Wednesday, and God, I hope we get it, because I don't have to work Wednesday, so if I don't have to go out in it, I like it. Look outside and see it. So, let's snow hard on Wednesday. I don't care about other people, just about me seeing some snow. So anyway, get in the car to drive to Biscuitville, and I tell Casey, I'm going to call the dumpster guy and tell him that we're done so he can come pick it up. So called the guy and I said exactly that. I said, hey, I know there's a snow coming Wednesday, so I want to let you know it's full. It's ready to be picked up. So, you know, whenever you want to come get it. And his response was, I'll definitely get it before the snow comes. I said, okay, great. And that was it. So we go to Biscuitville. And we have our breakfast. We're there for, I don't know, probably 45 minutes. We get in the car. I look at my phone. Oh, I missed a call from the dumpster guy. So call him back. And he's at the house to pick up the dumpster. He didn't say that at all in the last convo. He said he would definitely be here before the snow comes. He didn't say, I'll come right over. He didn't say, see you in an hour. He didn't say anything like that. Because to be honest, there's like a handful of things I would have thrown in there before he got there. Fine, so be it. So, you know, we get here in 5 minutes. Because in North Carolina, where I live, we can get everything in 5 minutes. So, and I did throw a last couple of things in there. The guy never gets out of the truck and says, hello, thanks for your business. When he dropped it off last week, didn't ring the bell and say, hey, it's here. Where do you want it? No, just very little conversation. And then when there was, communication was a zero on his part. That said, everything worked out. It was inexpensive, I think. I'll just tell you, $375, a gigantic dumpster. So that's it. That's my story. So I guess the lesson learned is when they say before the snow comes, it means I'll be right over. All right. Here's a hype song I like from Iron Maiden. This is one of my picks, The Trooper.
You better stand, there's no turning back. The fewer sounds, the charge begins. But on this battlefield, no one wins. The smell of mustard smoke and horses' breath.
Right. Oh, by the way, no co-host this week, or this month, I guess, or this week, either one, because, you know, the equipment's still in the garage. I didn't want to pull it all out, set it all up for this episode. But so I'm doing it through the Zoom app, sharing the audio, all that good stuff. So hopefully it sounds good. I'll find out when I do the post-production later tonight. Until then, here's one of our listeners with their intro and their song coming right up.
Hello to Pat, your esteemed co-host, and to the Rock Solid listeners. This is Ian Beresford in Berwick-upon-Tweed, Northumberland, England, with my choice for the latest Patreon-created episode, Hype Songs. My choice is the band Daughtry, and the song is called Long Live Rock and Roll. I used to do the studio spinning classes, and I was always trying to get the tutor to play something a bit more rocky, and this is one of the songs that I managed to get as part of the playlist. So it's quite lively, it gets you going, and I think it's a good song. I hope everyone enjoys it, I hope everyone's well, and I hope, Pat, that you finished unpacking all your boxes. Thanks again, as always, and bye for now.
Well, I was born the year that disco died, and you two was in high school, thank the Lord that they survived. Got my first taste on a Seeger 45. And since that kiss, I rocked all day and partied every night. We still argue about who's better, Elton John or Billy Joel. We still wonder if Kurt really wrote the song she's singing, ho. No, we'll never stop believing it's the journey of our lives. So won't you help me pour some sugar on these memories tonight? Singing, long live rock, long live roll, long the soul saying, don't give up, don't grow old. Long live crazy nights and records made of gold. Long live rock and roll. Summer of night.
All right. I have never heard that song, and I like that. And it sounds a bit like Train to me. But I believe Ian said Daughtry, right? The bald guy from American Idol. I remember owning his first album. I haven't kept up with the work of Daughtry, but that was good stuff. I don't know what year that's from. But yeah, I liked it. Good job, Ian. I think most of the boxes are unpacked, except for stuff that goes in the rock room, like all my nonsense, my toys, my framed album covers, my Blu-rays. Don't really know where those are going to live currently. I did buy a CD shelf that I for upstairs in the hallway. So they will live in the house. But the CD shelf on Amazon, it said it held 960 CDs. And I was like, all right, I think I have, you know, maybe a little more than 1,000. So, and after I weed some out, which I've started to, because I'm not going to put a lot of those Michael Bolton CDs in the car and listen to. I'm just not. And there's a couple Bryan Adams ones. There's just, so I started to go through the A's and B's, and those will turn up on eBay at some point. But yeah, there's just some CDs that I'm not going to pull off the shelf and take to the car and listen to. Plus, I barely have a drive anymore. So it's time to weed some out. Anyway, I set this shelf up. I'm excited about it. I start, you know, putting the CDs on. I'm up to letter I. Billy Idol was the last in the box. It was the last box I opened ended with the beginning of the eyes. And there's only like four shelves left that are open on the shelf unit. So this is not big enough at all. And I have way more CDs than I ever thought I did. Because what letter is I? A, B, C, D, E, F, G, H, I. That's letter 9. All right. It's not even halfway through the alphabet. So I'm in some trouble. So I got to figure out how this is going to play out. All right. I know that's not a major problem. Just telling you stories. Answering Ian's question. All right. Next up. Who do we got? Should I say? It's Joe Thomas. Here we go.
Come. Hello, Pat and Rock Solid listeners. This is Joe Thomas from Myrtle Beach, South Carolina. My hype song is Sugar by System of a Down. The first time I heard this song, I was driving through Atlanta, Georgia, listening to 99X in the late 1990s. This song is like a jolt to the brain. Thanks for letting me be a part of your show. So here's Sugar by System of a Down.
All right, that was crazy, Joe. Sugar by System of a Down. That's not a band that's on my playlist, but thank you for sharing it with us today, Joe. That's a crazy hype song. What are you, Dexter? Are you going out murdering people with that? All right, coming up next, this guy's going to play some NXS, and let me tell you something. My album of the day in February is it's Sibruary. So I played, you know, Tegan and Sarah, and I played Anna and Nancy Wilson of Heart, Nelson, and the Bangles for Vicky and Debbie Peterson. So as we speak, I believe this album is my album today. It's Kick with NXS, because the Ferris brothers, Andy, John, and Tim. So very interesting that this would pop up right now. So, man, that sweet spot of Listen Like Thieves, which, by the way, 40th anniversary edition is coming out, and I've posted on Facebook and on Blue Sky and on our Instagram page. That's going to be the next giveaway, okay? The next GoFundMe giveaway. So it's got 3 CDs, got a vinyl album, got a whole bunch of bonus tracks. So if you want to get involved, it's $5. And you can possibly win that. So, but anyway, that 3 CD run of Listen Like Thieves, Kick, and X, amazing. So good. I mean, so great. I haven't listened to those albums in so long. probably going to go check out Shabu Shaba. But I always think that I don't like The Swing. I know Nile Rodgers produced the first track, and that was it. And I really wish he would have produced the whole album. But maybe I'm wrong. Maybe when I listen to them, those two I'll like. But this three-album run is just incredible. So let's hear what Darren Hyde has to say.
Hey, Pat and fellow co-host. This is Darren Hyde from Adelaide in South Australia. See, I remembered my name that time. And I'm here to give you my pick for the Hype episode of the Rock Solid podcast. I'm recording this on Australia Day, so it's only appropriate that I pick an Australian band for my Hype song. And of course, it's going to be In Excess with New Sensation. In particular, the 12-inch mix, which I think is better, and certainly I play a lot more than the original version. And it's always got me hyped up ever since I heard it back in 1987. It's just a fantastic rush of energy. The song has a very positive message, and it's just great to dance to. So whenever I need a good pick-me-up, or I feel down the dumps, I put this on my playlist, and I'm guaranteed to have a smile at the end of the day, or at the end of the song anyway. So please, Pat, I made a special edit of the 12-inch mix for you. Play it from the top. Thanks, everybody. Rock on.
Yeah!
Great. Michael Hutchins, great vocalist, great front man, good looking dude. I think I looked up the other day. He died at 37 years old. So ridiculous. That's a bummer for many, many people, you know, his family, his bandmates, and all the fans. What a bummer. I'm going to throw out the next topic for next month. And I want you guys to dig a little deeper because it's a very, very broad topic. Let's just hear some music from the 60s. All right? Should we even make it more? No, I'll just say the 60s. But look, I don't want... Let's put a ban on the Stones, the Beatles, the Who, and the Kinks. I know that sounds crazy. But let's try not to, because everyone's heard those songs. Let's dig deep. Let's do some bands that don't get a lot of love from the 60s. And artists, it doesn't have to be banned. But let's do that. The 60s, but no Who, no Beatles, no Stones, and no Kinks. And I love all, you know, I love that British Invasion. I love all that. But there's a lot more music out there than just those four bands. So let's see what we can do. And while you ruminate on that, let's hear what Dwayne Hoffman has to say.
Rock Solid, Dwayne Hoffman here from Columbus, Ohio. This track, it's a real toe tapper. Puts a little pep in my step. I hear this song and I just, the volume gets cranked. The speed gets increased on the treadmill. It's probably not safe for me to drive listening to this song. So just play it loud. Riding on the Wind, Judas Priest. Thanks, Pat.
Stars!
right. Good choice, Dwayne Hoffman. Let's be honest. Judas Priest has many, many hype songs. At least for me, they do. But that's a good one. And that's not your typical. So thank you. Thank you, Dwayne, for picking Riding on the Wind from Screaming for Vengeance. Excellent, excellent tune. I'm going to have to start listening to some Judas Priest. You know, sometimes it's been a long time until you listen to an artist, and then you're all about that artist. That's always how my life goes. What came in the mail over this week? Oh, today I just got it's a book called Eternal Flame. It's an authorized Bangles biography. So they didn't write it, but the author interviewed them throughout, so that Vicky, Debbie, and Susanna, I guess Michael Steele, Mickey Steele, was not involved. So I don't know what's up there, but we'll find out when we read the book. But I guess they are telling the story, and someone else is writing the book. So it's thick. It's like over 400 pages. For me, it's thick. For rock bios, I feel like it's substantial. So, and it's not loaded up with a ton of pictures either. There's a picture section in the middle, but there's not like two or three picture sections or anything like that. So that's definitely, I'm going to start reading that tonight. So until I start reading, let's start rocking. Here we go.
Hi, Pat and Rockstyle listeners. Alex Peek here. The song I'm picking for the hype episode is All I Want by the band The Offspring. This is off their studio album Extant on the Ombre, released in 1997. Anytime that I need to get in a motivated mood or jacked up for something or getting something done, this is one of the songs that I usually turn to help me get that extra push of motivation. One side note about this song, so it kind of plays into this whole hype mentality, is this song was featured in the 1999 video game Crazy Taxi and in subsequent Crazy Taxi video games. So since this song is a super fast-paced punk rock song, it felt fitting to be used in a video game that's called Crazy Taxi, about fast-paced racing in said Crazy Taxi. And because of this video game series, it's given some extra life to this song, where there's many other generations that have discovered this song because it continually gets to be used. So I think that's pretty cool. So Pat, take it from the top, and ready to get jacked on some Offspring.
Okay. Yeah, 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 yeah!
All I Want. If you didn't know that was The Offspring, then what's wrong with you? That sounds just like The Offspring. They have a sound that is mistakenable. You know what I meant. I can't talk. I'm in the closet right now, hiding out. I saw Captain America Brave New World last night. Oh boy, guys. You know my love for Marvel movies. This one was not good. It was not good. You're just waiting 100 minutes until Harrison Ford turns into the Red Hulk, and then the Red Hulk stuff was good, but it's just the climax of the movie. Like, it would have been great if he was the Red Hulk a couple times throughout the movie. It's kind of a sideways sequel to the Incredible Hulk movie, too, with Ed Norton, even though Ed Norton's not the Incredible Hulk anymore, because they recap that whole film right at the beginning pretty quickly. Marvel needs to get it back on track. If Fantastic Four and Thunderbolts aren't good, it's over. Now, I love these movies. I don't love all of them, though. You know that. But, man, this one was just so mid. definitely did not get me hyped. All right, here's a guy. I don't know if he has done this in a long, long time. So let's listen to Woody Meacham.
Hello, Pat. What's happening, Rock Solid friends? If you've got a guest host today, sup? This is Woody from Oak Park, Illinois. Hype Song was really important to me last year because last year really sucked. And I lucked into what I would actually consider my hype album of the year. It's probably not on par with True Rock Solid, but I really dug it. It's by a band called The Strike out of LA. It's a three-piece band that have been around for a little bit. And their album is called A Dream Through Open Eyes. The song I'm going to go with is the 10th track out of 11 called Reckless. This thing is just really super poppy and just makes me happy. And that's really from a hype song what I want, is I want to feel happy. I want to feel ready to go. So if you see me walking down the street and I've got a little pep in my step and I might even do a little spin, it's because I'm probably listening to this song. So Pat, if you would mind, take it away. Thanks.
Searching for the faith, but I saw something buried in your eyes, like a sign. There's no place left to hide, so let it ride.
That's a great tune. And Woody actually sent me the whole album, so I'm going to have to check that out. That's a hype song, for sure. For sure, for sure. All right, what's another hype song that I like? I guess, you know, when I'm at the gym, this song by Aldo Nova is always on the playlist. And this is Monkey on Your Back. You tell him, Aldo Nova. You tell him. So yeah, that's a song I like to listen to at the gym. And I don't have a monkey on my back, but people do. All right, what do we got up next? Oh, this is our friend Travis Kennedy. He likes to rock. Let's see what he's bringing to the party.
Greetings and salutations, pod people. Travis Kennedy of Plane Zero fame. Cue the sound of crickets right here. Hype songs! Boy, howdy, this was a tough topic for me because I have plenty. But my first thought, best thought, was Last Call by one of my top five bands. That's right, I'm going with Zebrahead again. I swear I'm not intentionally forcing this band on people, but if I'm being honest and I'm gearing up to fight Thanos or drive cars in increasingly elaborate stunts in a white tank top for family, then this is the song I'm listening to. In reality, this song just gets me amped when I'm at the gym or doing long, you know, drives or anything where I need to really just keep myself awake and pretend that I'm awesome. This is the song. And I promise, you hear this one at the gym, you're going to owe them some money because you've broken their equipment. Thanks again, Pat. Now let her rip!
This is the end. Pull the pin right from the start. Back from a million dollars. Why am I not screaming again in the sand on the bullshit rod? So you can squeeze the fucking trigger right into my heart. Get out the way, kid. Time down oblivion. Get out the way, kid.
We're making it
get out the way, kid. Time down oblivion. Get out the way, kid.
We're making it
don't want it, cause it makes it harder to breathe.
You can't drop it.
Already got you down on your knees.
You can't stop it.
It's everything you thought it would be.
You can't stop it.
All right, this episode, we are definitely rocking in the closet. My goodness. Zebrahead, 2013, from the album Call Your Friends. By the way, every time Travis, I have to go and look for a Zebrahead song. I mean, he always sends it to me. And then the WeTransfer link expires by the time I download it. So I end up going and buying it. But I feel like all the album covers are with sexy ladies on it. So this was 2013. This is a sexy booby lady on it. So, you know, feel free to check that out, men and women. Enjoy. That's what we're doing. We got some more songs. We're going to be surprised. This one's kind of surprising. This one's a bit of a surprise. But it's, but I agree with them. So let's check it out.
Hello, Pat and fellow rock soliders. This is Kevin Clement from South Louisiana with my hype song. And the song I chose, the one that hypes me up, is Matthew Sweet's Girlfriend. Now, the lyrics themselves are not, you know, something that'll really hype you up. But that awesome guitar together with that beat and the bass in the background just gets me going every time I hear it. So, hope everyone is doing well. Thank you, Pat, so much. Hope you had a successful move, and we'll talk with you later.
Look, anything can be your hype song, but I think that definitely works. So nice job. Very nice choice. Out of the box. I like that too. Just happened to bop over to the GoFundMe page. And I just posted the In Excess Listen Like Thieves 40th anniversary box set thing today. Looking to raise $100 on this thing. I've already pre-ordered it from Amazon. And we're halfway to goal. $50 raised. Dwayne Hoffman, Dave Schneier, Jerry Riggs, and Jeff Scobel. That's three tens and a 20. Every $5 gets you on the wheel once. So if you're Jeff Scobel and you put $20 in, which is the highest you can put in, you're on the wheel four times. So you got a good shot at winning. And this thing, again, three CDs, vinyl, remastered, booklet. Looks like it's going to be a nice package, so... You know, head over there if you want to be involved in that. All right. Oh, our friend Steve-O Dockerson is next up. And this was an interesting choice. This was an interesting choice. I'm not going to tell you anything about it. We're going to let him do all the talking. Then we're going to let the music do the talking. So let me get some volume here and let me click play.
Hey, Pat and Rock Solid crew, it's Steve O'Dockerson from St. Pete, Florida. This song takes a second to kick in, but when it does, it just goes to show you sometimes you gotta build a ramp before you start doing some jumps, you know? The bravado of this song just is, it's showing off. And as a musician, like, that kind of stuff's really fun to play. Like, any part in the song is just ugh. Anyway, start the song in 39 seconds to jump into some main character energy and just enjoy. Also, this may be one of the only songs I submit to the show that I think you probably already have. This is off of Lola versus the Power Man and the Money Go Round, Part 1, plus Percy, by The Kinks. Here's The Contenders.
You got that right.
Thanks, everybody.
Right, nice pick, Steve-O. I had Dave Davies in the pipeline so many times to be on the show, and then it would just not happen. So, you know, I'll keep trying. I would love to talk to, I mean, I don't think I could ever talk to Ray. I don't think that could happen, but Dave for sure, right? I believe that could happen. I'm hopeful that it could happen. I want it to happen. Great pick, Steve-O. Now I love the Kinks, which are not going to be involved in the next episode of the 60s. Please, no Kinks, no Stones, no Who, no Beatles. But what does this guy have? What's this guy got for us? Is it something good? Let's find out.
Hi, Pat and the rest of Rock Solid crew. Richard Birch here from London, UK. Picking a song for the hype episode was trickier than I thought, as there's always a handful of songs I have on every playlist that I generate, especially the ones I use for the gym and when I'm having my long, boring drive home from work. There's songs that cheer me up and keep me going. I got it down to three, which is The Mystery of Chess Boxing by the Wu-Tang Clan, Tainted Love by Gloria Jones, and The Snake by Al Wilson. I'd just come back from the gym. First song I heard was The Snake by Al Wilson. So that's my choice for this episode. Hope you enjoy. Cheers. Bye.
Down the path alongside the lake, a tender-hearted woman saw a poor half-frozen snake. His pretty colored skin had been all frosted with the dew. Oh well, she cried, I'll take you in and I'll take care of you. Take me in, oh tender woman, take me in, yes, for heaven's sake, take me in, tender woman. Sighed the snake. Now she wrapped him up all cozy.
All right, I've never heard that song before, and that is fantastic. Al Wilson, The Snake. How have I never heard that before? Great pick. Fantastic. All right, here's another one from my hype song collection. This one always gets me going. It's from Van Halen. That could be anything. Let's find out. Thank you.
vocals. Get this whole intro going.
We're not even going to hear Sammy, but we don't need to. We don't need to. Good stuff. Dreams from 5150. That's the 2023 remaster. By the way, this week, Friday, the David Lee Roth Warner Brothers albums, from the EP all the way to the unlistenable Filthy Little Mouth, are coming out remastered on CD and vinyl. I've ordered the CDs. I guess that's a birthday gift to myself. Actually, there's been a lot of birthday gifts to myself this week. But that's happening. So if you guys didn't know about it and you're listening to this on Thursday, then you can go buy that tomorrow. And I definitely feel like Eat 'Em and Smile, Skyscraper, and Little Ain't Enough. Those need to be remastered for sure. They haven't really been touched. So good. Good on us, right? Steve Rice, what do you got for us?
Hi, Pat and Rock Solid Nation. This is Steve Rice from Sailorsville, Pennsylvania, weighing in on my hype song. I thought it was fitting for my favorite podcast, the Rock Solid podcast, by the way. And this is a song off of Pearl Jam's Vitalogy album, and it is called Spin the Black Circle. It has to do with old records and new records and lots of old records, according to Eddie Vedder. And he also said that it's one of the few songs from Seattle in which a needle has nothing to do with heroin. So this is a song that gets me charged up. When I hear this song when I'm driving, it makes me step on the gas pedal just a little bit harder, but I'm still being safe out there, so thank you. So this is Pearl Jam with Spin the Black Circle. Hope everyone is well, and rock on.
Spin the Black Circle. I couldn't even end it. It was I was rocking so hard here in the closet, which is where the record is happening today. All right, Steve Rice, Spin the Black Circle. Vitalogy, Vitalology, however you say it. I don't know what's correct. I don't know what's not. But that's a good tune. From their third album. The packaging was cool. Like in a leather-bound booklet of some sort, I remember. I own all the Pearl Jam albums, just not physically. I don't own all the live ones, though, because that's insanity. I own enough live Who albums. I don't need all those Pearl Jam live albums. All right, Jerry Riggs always brings the rock. This time, he is going to bring some rock from his favorite band. And it's a lot of people's favorite band. Here we go.
Hello, Pat and Rock Solid community. This is Jerry Riggs coming to you from Columbus, Ohio. For this bonus episode entitled Hype Songs, I had to choose a song from my favorite band, which is Thin Lizzy. At the time of this recording, which is January 27th, it was announced last week that guitar player John Sykes, who appeared on the album Thunder and Lightning, lost his battle with cancer. Rock and peace, John. In honor of him, I chose the opening track from Thunder and Lightning, which is called Thunder and Lightning. No matter what I might be doing, such as working out the gym or doing some yard work, this song always seems to get me pumped up. Thanks, Pat, for these bonus episodes, and I hope you're enjoying that beautiful weather in North Carolina. Burr. Everyone, be safe and keep rocking.
Thunder and lightning.
Right. If you listen to the first Thin Lizzy album and the final Thin Lizzy album, there is a world of difference. Thunder and Lightning is without a doubt their heaviest and most metal sounding album. I assume that that was John Sykes' influence. John Sykes, you know, played with Whitesnake, Blue Murder, many things that I'm not remembering. Last week, Eddie Trunk up in arms because he was not in the memoriam segment of the Grammys. Now, look, let's be honest. Should he be in there? Sure. Would it be easy to forget about him? Yes. Guy hasn't really done anything in 20 years. All right. So even, you know, Rock and Peace, John Sykes, and I love this album and some Whitesnake stuff. But, you know, you got to stay, you got to keep doing it if you want to be recognized. And look, the Grammys barely recognized Eddie Van Halen. So Eddie Trunk, basically what I'm saying is Eddie Trunk, get over it. Calm down, old man, always angry. All right, let me tell you this. We got two more. Actually, we got one more, and then Tom Neuerberg's going to get it, take us out of this thing with the playout song, because the one he picked is stellar in my book. So I'm going to look up one more hype song. And this is, I don't even like to admit this, but I'm going to, maybe I've talked about this song before on the show, but when I did stand-up comedy, I used to listen to this song before I would go out and do stand-up. And I'm sure you can make fun of me down the road. How about this? You can only make fun of me about this in person. If we meet each other in person, you can't make fun of me on online. I mean, you can, but let's do it that way. Okay. Let's do it that way. You want to make fun of me? Got to do it in person. Okay. This is from 1983, self-titled album by the artist Michael Bolton. And the album's called Michael Bolton. And this song is called Hometown Hero. And when I started doing stand-up, you know, I'm from a very small town, and I just thought, the hometown hero, like, it's a small town, and I'm doing something that, I'm trying something that no one else in my hometown has ever done, so this is my hype song, and boy, that was an embarrassing sentence to even say. Here it is, Hometown Hero, Michael Bolton. My hometown paper eventually did do an article on me, the Altoona Mirror. So that's as far as it got. no, that was, yeah, that's, what am I going to say? That was my hype song before I would go out and do the open mics. Not proud of it, not embarrassed by it, just what it is. All right, so let's do some promoting now, get it out of the way. I don't know why I'm trying to move some songs around the iTunes playlist so that the next gentleman's intro will go right into his song, and it's just not letting me do it. So I don't know what is happening here. Let me move something out of here. This is something other people would edit out, but I refuse to. Just going to leave it in. Let's do the promoting. We are now on Blue Sky. I am at Pat Francis on Blue Sky. Then they put all that Blue Sky nonsense after your handle, which is weird. Not into that. And we are at Rock Solid Podcast on Blue Sky, at Rock Solid Show on Instagram. And of course, if you want to be involved in these episodes, it's patreon.com/Rock Solid Podcast and rocksolidpodcast.com, which is not up to date, but there's a lot of content there. So you can go check it out. All right. So next up, my buddy Joe Reynolds. We are in a text thread. We text every day, me, him, and Dave Festini. And the title of the text thread is Dummies. And that could not be more accurate. So here's Joe. And then we'll close it out in a second. Here we go.
Hey, Pat. Joe Reynolds from Philly here. Best hype song for me? Easily Gonna Fly Now off the Rocky soundtrack. With the Eagles going to the Super Bowl, I can't pick any other song at this point. F the Chiefs. Go Birds!
Thanks for keeping it clean, Joe, when they're saying F. You know we don't like their fucking swearing here. For the top 100 of 1977. Theme from Rocky, Gonna Fly Now, in parentheses, Bill Conti. All right. And the Eagles did win. They won it. So, F the Chiefs, I guess. F the Chiefs. That's it for the show. We're going to hear from Tom Neuerberg in a second. Thanks for listening. Thanks for supporting the show through Patreon. Prizes are coming back. I got Ross Valerie CDs. I got three of those big coffee table books that are in like a slip jacket. I think it's called Queen and A Night at the Opera. It's all about the making of that album. These are sweet. I got three of those. When am I going to give those away? Should I give them away this week in conjunction with this episode? I guess I could. Let's give you guys a big present again, a big prize for all you guys do for me and for the show. So with that, thanks for listening. I hope the audio is good from the closet. If it's not, I'll get it worked out. And with that, let's go to an American hero, retired fireman. Saved many lives and did good things. Now he's retired and living and loving life. This is my good friend, Tom Neuerberg, coming at you right now.
This is Tom Neuerberg in Northern California. When I hear you use the term hype song, it kind of reminds me of another term you use a lot, and that is treadmill tune.
It's true.
Usually if I need to get hyped or if I want to feel fired up, it's because I'm running on the treadmill. And a song that always helps me do that is Neon Nights by Black Sabbath.
Woohoo!
Thanks.